Ballyleffin got 100,000 last year, and if you're in Ballyleffin, you'll see the fantastic work that's happening there with the new new light poles and taking away the ESB lines in the town and making the town look fantastic. So Carndonagh as well, and Bridge Street had it the year before that. So we're pushing. Mavol as well got some money last year through the town and village renewal. So it's very, very important for the towns and villages to apply. To get their applications onto the department, get through the Donegal County Council, through the LCDC, Local Unity Development Company, and get on there because, as I say, it's a brilliant avenue to get work done to towns and villages around the peninsula.
It is very much a collaboration, and it's got to start really in the community with people, be it tidy towns groups or whoever within communities who take an interest and really want to advance their communities. But from your own point of view as a councillor, the message you're giving through very much is that Donegal County Council won't be found wanting in terms of support, in terms of practical backing.
Absolutely not. The council certainly won't be found wanting when it comes to backing the town and village renewal schemes that have been very, very involved in any of the schemes that has been done to date since going back to 2016 when this programme started to come out. The council has been extremely heavily involved, and that with a number of community groups and a number of tidy towns groups. So they certainly will not be found wanting when it comes to, you know, putting in the applications, helping with the applications, and then helping with the works when the applications are done and we do get the funding. And I feel that we have an opportunity here now in Inishowen. There's some great community groups, there's great tidy towns groups set up in a number of villages around the county and around the peninsula here. So I'd be urging as many as possible to get their applications in, to get the work done, get a good application put on, and I think we'd be in a great position to get a good bit of funding for the peninsula if we do get those applications in, and to make sure that they can contact the council at any time to help out with that, or contact through the local members as well.